Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. As a leader, speaker, author, and coach, Amy C. Wanninger is passionate about helping others achieve their full potential at work. Amy is the founder and CEO of Lead at Any Level, which helps business professionals develop skills in leadership, diversity and inclusion, and career management. She is the author of Network Beyond Bias, Making Diversity a Competitive Advantage for Your Career. Amy holds 2 degrees from Indiana University and is a PROTI Certified Change Practitioner. Her other credentials include several insurance industry designations and a world's best mum coffee mug. Hi, Amy. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hi, Leanne. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Absolutely.
Excellent. All right. Do you want to tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Yeah. So right now I am on this amazing journey where I've just started my own company. I started my company in December of 2017, so it's brand new at the time that we're recording this. And the company is Lead at Any Level. I do public speaking engagements, training, coaching to help people, you know, fulfill their potential at work. I help people develop skills in leadership, diversity and inclusion, and managing change in their careers. And I do that through public speaking and coaching and that sort of thing. And I just published my first book, Network Beyond Bias, Making Diversity a Competitive Advantage for Your Career. And it's just like it sounds. It's all about connecting with people who are different from you and doing it in a meaningful and respectful way.
Oh, I love it. Sounds very busy though.
It is a little busy, yes.
Yeah, excellent. All right. Do you want to tell us a bit about where you've been? What's your story to get to this point?
So I've taken a very circuitous route. And I had initially gone to college, not really knowing what I wanted to do, not really understanding kind of what was available to people who went to college. I'm a first generation college student in my family. And so my first degree, I graduated with criminal justice as my major and minors in sociology and Spanish. And I thought I'd really like to go to law school. And I found out how much law school costs, and I decided law school was not going to be for me. So I got a really crummy mall job and another crummy job somewhere else, and I got kind of frustrated with the limited career prospects that I had. So I went back to school for computer science. And when I got out of school, then I was a software developer for a while. I moved from that kind of work into analysis and design and then into management. And I've spent about the last 12 years of my career in different management roles in and around the information technology space. So to kind of bring that full circle, I've always had a passion for diversity and inclusion work even before I knew what it was called. And I started about a year ago, I started blogging and researching and trying to build toward my book because I wanted to solve the question of, for so many people, they have diversity and inclusion initiatives in their companies or in their industries. And that's great for management, and it's great for senior leaders and executives, but it kind of leaves the average person wondering, well, what does this mean for me and what can I really do about it? And since that book didn't exist, I set out to write that book.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks. What about the tipping points for change? Did you have like certain points where, was it because you weren't able to afford law school, things like that? Or was it just that you had these moments where you think, no, I'm going off in a different direction here?
Well, you know, it's kind of haphazard, really, the way, you know, I didn't know what I didn't know. So I just kind of was like, oh, that sounds good. I'll go do that. And I'm cursed with an abundance of curiosity. And so everything is interesting to me all the time, all at once. And so, you know, when I was a kid, if you asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, I would have said a ballerina and a doctor and a teacher and an astronaut. And now, if you ask me what I want to be when I grow up, I kind of have the same answer, right? I want to be a writer and a speaker and there's all these things I want to do. And I found that the best path for me to do that was to put in the work and put in the research and write the book. And I thought, the best way to learn something is to teach it to someone else. And the best way to teach someone else is to write it all down. So.
Yeah, that's so true, isn't it? Like we talk about educating ourselves, but to really learn something, you need to teach it to somebody else. Yeah, I love that.
Absolutely.
What about lightning bolts and slow rumbles? When you made different decisions along the way, were they like lightning bolt moments, or did they just slow rumble and suddenly you realize, yep, got to change?
Oh, I like your imagery very much. I think it's kind of a combination. So I'll have some low rumbles of discomfort, or I'm feeling restless. And then there will be that one lightning bolt, that one catalyst that forces the decision. And so for about the last year, it was about a year ago where I worked, there were some changes going on organizationally. And I had this moment of clarity. I thought, wow, my job is probably going to be eliminated in the next 6 months. And I've been through that before. I've worked in IT for years, so this is not new to me. And I thought, wow, what am I going to do next? And when I thought about all the things I could possibly do next, the only thing I wanted to do was solve this problem about how can ordinary people engage in the diversity and inclusion conversation. And I wanted to speak about it and write about it. And so I decided, okay, I'm going to put as much of my energy as I can toward those ends. So.
What about challenges though? Like, have you had challenges along the way where you felt like throwing the towel, saying, "No, not going to write this book anymore"?
Absolutely. So challenges. I still work a full-time day job. I have three children and I started grad school last year. So I was asked at one point to speak on work-life balance and I laughed. It was like, I don't even know what that looks like. My life is super crazy. You could probably hear my kids in the background. But yeah, I mean it's a challenge, finding time to do all of that, right? Market the book and, run the website and launch the business and do the speaking engagements. And yeah, it's insane. And I'm hoping that something, that there's some moment of clarity where I can see like how this is all going to work because it's not sustainable right now. But I think we'll get there. So.
So, putting one foot in front of the other each day, do you have a big vision that leads you along, or is it just like out of necessity at the moment, or what is it?
My big vision, I think the big driver is that I really want to be out on my own, helping as many people as possible and doing work that's meaningful for me. And I've found that it's getting harder and harder for me to get on board with someone else's vision because I feel like my purpose is more personal and deeper than that. And so what's really driving me is this notion of meaningful work and purposeful work that I don't feel like I have otherwise.
What about an ignition point? If you had a point in time where things have really started taking off, were you still waiting for
Oh, it's taking off. It's just,
one?
it happens. So it's been, the breadcrumbs just keep falling into place, right? So I'll have a moment where, like, I was listening to a marketing podcast, and that's how I heard about 1,000 Ripple Effects, because the person that was running 1,000 Ripple Effects was on the podcast talking about how do I even promote this thing. And I thought, oh, that sounds like a great project. I would love to be a part of that. And so, as soon as I sent in my submission, which I wrote about mentoring and the importance of mentoring even at a very young age, I started getting bombarded with email, sign up for the podcast and blog for our page. And, here's a newspaper article and all of these things, right? And that's sort of a microcosm of what's been happening outside of my involvement with 1,000 Ripple Effects also. So, I have book, and then the magazine article comes out that's related to the book, and then I get called to do a speaking engagement, and the book is on networking. I consider myself a connector and a networker, so I'll have someone that I maybe met 3 years ago that'll call me and say, "Hey, what are you doing now? We need that. Can you help?" And so, yeah, it's just there's been a lot of moving parts, and it feels like it's starting to get traction. And there was a music video in the 80s. It was a Michael Jackson video where he's walking on the sidewalk singing Billie Jean, and every step he took, the little squares in the sidewalk would light up. Do you remember this video?
I do, yeah.
Okay. And so when I started on this journey, I kept thinking, I don't know what the next step is, but I will just put my foot where I think it should be, and hopefully a path will appear. And every time I put my foot down, the path lit up a little bit. And I started calling those my Billie Jean lights. So I would know I was on the right path because I would take a step in one direction. And like, I wouldn't know anything about a web, building a website. And then all of a sudden I would find an article on how to optimize your blog for search engines. And I'd be like, oh, I guess I need to do that next. And I would do that. And these kinds of things kept happening. And then when I started speaking at conferences, I noticed that those Billie Jean lights started to become faster and brighter and bigger and more of them. And it started to feel less like a sidewalk and more like an airport runway. And so I feel like I've got that level of potential. And when it takes off, it's going to really take off.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. Sounds awesome. Because I was going to ask you next what new possibilities have opened up, but I'm hearing like there's like speaking gigs and blogs and podcasts, and yeah, it's just wonderful.
It's
So,
amazing.
what about the future though? What's exciting about the future for you?
Oh, what's exciting about the future is that I've already had some people contact me about licensing the framework, the networking framework in my book, so they can teach what I've written to other people. So I'm looking to do some licensed intellectual property around the book. And I have a second book in the works. It's called Moving from Panic to Purpose. And it's all about navigating changes in your career. So I'm hoping to have that out later in 2018, early 2019. And I want to see how far I can go with this. I feel like I feel like I'm all of a sudden free, like a caged bird that's just been freed. And I just want to see how high I can fly.
Oh, I love that. I'm so glad you've come on to share this with us because I just, love it when people find that passion for something. And even though that you're still working that full-time job, you're finding time for all those wonderful things that, that are coming about for you.
Yeah.
All right, let's have a change in pace and do the speed round.
Okay.
All right. What's your favorite book?
My favorite book is probably To Kill a Mockingbird. My favorite business book, if I may, is Love is the Killer App by Tim Sanders.
Oh, I haven't heard that one. I'll have to look that one up.
Very good book.
Who's a mental figure that's helped you the most?
The mentor that's probably helped me the most, and I don't know if she knows she's a mentor or not, but Jennifer Brown is an international figure in the diversity and inclusion space. And I've met her in person 2 times. And the first time I met her was a little over a year ago. And I said, I've got this crazy idea. I want to do what you do. And she looked at me and without missing a beat, she said, you totally should. And I wasn't expecting her or anyone else to ever say that to me. And she just said, you totally should. And so I did. And then when it was time to publish the book, I asked her if she would write the foreword for my book. And she said, of course. How many words do you need and when do you need them? And I cried. I was just so excited that, to have her name on my book is amazing. So I would say that in terms of just meaningful engagement and just kind of giving me a boost, she's been just extremely helpful to me.
Oh, that's so awesome. What daily ritual works best for you?
Oh, I gotta have my coffee in the morning. You cannot talk to me until that coffee's gone.
It's a good ritual, that one. I agree with it too.
I don't know if that counts as a ritual, but
Whatever works to get your day going, I reckon. Do you have a favorite food?
oh, I love sushi. I love sushi a little too much.
Never too much. Do you like the country or the city?
I like the country. I grew up in a very rural area, and it's, fireflies and starlight are just such peaceful things to me, and city noises really bother me.
What sort of advice could you give to others to help them make change in their life?
Oh, goodness. I think the most important thing is to figure out what you can control and figure out what feelings are maybe getting in your way and see what you can let go of or get rid of to get on a productive path.
Yeah, it's a big one, isn't it? What
It
can we
is.
control or not? All right, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
Oh gosh. I think I would tell the little girl growing up in rural southern Indiana about all of the possibilities in the world and to get started a little earlier.
Yeah, it's a big one, isn't it? I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much for your valuable time today, Amy. I really appreciate you sharing your story with us. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Absolutely. You can reach me at lead@anylevel.com.
Excellent. Can't wait.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Igniters, Amy has transitioned through some very interesting careers and now has found her passion, a passion for diversity and inclusion. Amy is a connector and a networker. If you want to find out more about Amy, go to leadatanylevel.com. If you want to go from overwhelm, potential burnout, and stress to a life of balance, freedom, and joy, go to my website, leanneblaney.com.